Every day we set out to connect you with the rest of the globe. Easy in the case of our top story today, the indictment of two former Trump campaign officials as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into possible links between the campaign and Russia. Former campaign head Paul Manafort surrendered this morning to federal authorities. He and former associate Rick Gates pleaded not guilty to charges that range from tax fraud to acting as unregistered agents of the Ukrainian government. I asked David Korn, Washington bureau chief for Mother Jones, what these charges have to do with alleged Russian collusion by the Trump camp.
There's not a lot of connection other than Paul Manafort had been working with a Trump ally in Ukraine. And if the Republican platform was changed to be weaker on Ukraine in a way to benefit Russia, there's certainly a connection there that would explain why Manafort would be interested in this. There are questions raised about Manafort's relationship with at least one, if not more, Russian oligarchs. So it gets to connections that Manafort had that are very close to Putin's circle and the Putin regime. But, you know, this is one small piece of this. There was another piece of information out today that has a lot more to do with Trump Russia collusion. A fellow named George Papadopoulos, who was a foreign policy advisor on the Trump campaign, basically has pleaded guilty. And a statement of offense is what it's called, was issued today by Robert Mueller that explained this. And it talks about how while he was on the campaign, Papadopoulos tried to set up meetings between campaign officials and people in Putin's office. And at one point, he came to believe that the Russians had either Hillary Clinton's emails or emails related to Hillary. And so he was very eager to set up this connection. And people who worked with him on the campaign, supervisors and high-ranking campaign officials, encouraged him to do so. They did not say stop. And a lot of this went on after the time it became public knowledge that the Russians were blamed or being blamed for the DNC hacks.
So I just want to get your sense of this. How big a deal are grand jury indictments? Or is there some overreaction going on here on the part of some people who have been waiting for this for months and especially eager since Friday night?
This is a tremendously big deal. You have the former campaign chairman of a presidential campaign being indicted. You have someone who's worked with him, Rick Gates, who is part of the campaign, part of the transition, part of the inauguration, being indicted as well. Both these fellows were known to have been involved in, if not illegal, but, you know, you can call it shady forms of lobbying for decades, at least in the case of Paul Manafort. He has repped many dictators and foreign thugs and was involved with a regime in Ukraine that was known to be extensively corrupt. And he still got the job with Donald Trump. This does reflect on Donald Trump. And the Papadopoulos statement shows that there was indeed an effort to collude with Russia. We knew this already. Trump keeps tweeting out, no collusion, no collusion. In June of 2016, his son-in-law, and Paul Manafort met with a Russian emissary who they were told was bringing dirt on Hillary that was part of a secret Russian plot to help Trump. That is collusion. They tried to collude. And now we see a whole separate chain of attempted collusion where they were trying to set up a back channel communication with Putin's own circle during the campaign when everyone knew that the Russians were attacking Trump's opponent. And another point, throughout the summer, Trump kept denying and his people kept denying that the Russians were even involved in the hack. Now we see that at least on two separate episodes, they were told that the Russians wanted to help them. So to deny that the Russians were involved in the hack indicates that they must have known they were lying about that. In any event, it is a big deal. Both developments today are rather significant. I think Trump and his champions are going to try to say, oh, this all happened with Manafort unrelated to the campaign, and they're going to try to dismiss the Papadopoulos statement. But this is just the start of where we see Mueller's investigation heading. And we know there's just a lot more to be dug up.
David Korn, Washington bureau chief for Mother Jones, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.